Hello and welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
All right, what are we talking about today?
We're going to be talking about flatulence, or cutting the cheese, or stepping on a duck, or trouser barking, you know, or letting a fluffy. All these things.
How is this a legitimate subject for the show?
It's legitimate because it's a dilemma, man.
What do you do?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is prevention. Now, flatulent, David, as you may be aware of, is a function of fermented carbohydrates in your system. Pretty sick. And certain foods are jam-packed with these carbs, like beans. We all know. Mm-hmm. Yes. Other veggies such as cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli. Also, eating foods too fast, gulping down soda, beer.
Is that true?
Yeah, because it's that excess air. It's going to make you burp, but what doesn't make you burp? It's going to come out down below. And if you're lactose intolerant, stay away from the cheese, the ice cream, the sour cream.
Because you can't properly digest
it. Yeah, and so.
Okay.
But did you know that the average person, David, passes gas 14 times a day? So no matter what, no matter if you're eating the right foods, you're still going to have to find 14 times a day to conceal your tooting.
All right, so who's the expert on this?
Well, you may be thinking, oh, he talked to a gastroenterologist. But I did not. I talked to Sharon Huza, and this is her title.
Co-inventor of the Gaspigone flatulence filter seat cushion and also of the Gasmetic underwear odor control nether garments.
That's quite a business card.
I know. Basically, what she and her husband Jim invented is a seat cushion that you sit on and it absorbs all the smell of your nasty gas. And it works on this carbon filtration system. And they say it's 99.9% effective in eliminating odors.
So how does it work? You just sit on this thing and then just magically it sucks up all the odor?
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple device. However, I talked to Sharon that some bad habits could foil you in the effectiveness of this product.
There's a tendency for people to kind of shift and lift up a little bit when they're passing gas. And is that kind of, they have to learn to undo that?
Exactly. Both feet have to be planted firmly on the floor. And our instructions say, plant feet, remove the plastic from this, place tush opposite side of zipper, sit and rip. And if you follow those instructions, you have no problem.
But you can still hear it happening, right?
That's
sort of half of the whole.
So the seat cushion, while it muffles the sound, like anything you sit on is going to muffle sound, it still, you're going to hear it. So there's things you might want to do in case of being heard. Now, what I think is if you're amongst guys, you get caught, high five, you know, hey, I did it. Own up to it. Why not? I mean, guys don't care. But if there's women around, or if maybe like your boss is around or something like that, now, you know, you can always deny it. You can blame it on someone else. What I like to do, you know, don't just shake your head, point at someone else. The other thing is that I've seen that works, that's very effective, is you just get overly polite and just be, excuse me, and just give people a really stern look in the eye like, I dare you to snicker at me. Now, I find the only way you're going to get laughed at is if you get all flushed and you're like, oh no, that was me. And then that pretty much lets everyone else in the room know it's okay to point and laugh at this person who just broke wind.
We're joking here, but I assume this is actually a serious thing for some people.
It is, because Sharon was saying there's some people who, you know, passing gas isn't just a thing that they laugh about, but it's a serious condition. And if you have lactose intolerance or if you have irritable bowels or something like that, it could be something that really takes over your life. And she said this product is something that gives people their life back in some way because they don't have to worry about being in a situation where they're going to make everyone else uncomfortable in the room. So all kidding aside, this is something that really is helping people out. But for people who, you know, are just casual gas passers, it's also a fun thing, too.
Aren't there things you can just get at the pharmacy for this, pills you can take?
Yeah,
like antacids, I don't know.
Right, there's something called Beano or GasX.
Beano, it's called?
Yeah, like no beans in my digestive system.
Never seen
anyway,
it.
These will help you out. But, however, I brought this up with Sharon Huza, the inventor of Gaspigone, the flatulence filter seat cushion.
Yeah.
And she was pretty adamant against using any type of medication to suppress flatulence.
Do you want to add any more pills to your system? This is just a natural way. Passing gas is a natural common event. If you're not passing gas, then you're not alive.
That's why I tell people that all the time. If you're not passing gas, you're not living.
No, exactly.
You know, I say better living through chemistry, but that's it. Thanks again for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. But David, wait!
Are you going to play some funny song about passing gas or something?
Well, yes, but I did want to tell people about a brand new thing to What Would Rob Do? It's the What Would Rob Do blog, and you can find it on the NPR website. Go to npr.org, look on the left side of the page, and there you can find the blogs, click on that, and then, boom, you've made it to the What Would Rob
like
Do blog.
It's just like 10 clicks and typing some lines.
If you search hard enough, you will find the What Would Rob Do blog on the NPR website, where you can discuss your own stories about passing gas, finding ways to conceal it, you know, your own inventions, whatever. So go there, enjoy, and we'll blog together.
All right, good to know. Time for the song, yeah.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't want to disappoint.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell of